98.1 KZE, 12 Moons from Peter Kahlo, and we have Peter right here in the studio. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Why don't you start off? Let's hear one of your new songs.
This is a song called Way Up on a Mountain.
They say the hard part's getting started. Up high I see a view now lies ahead of me. Times change, I can't remain half-hearted. I set the scene the way it's gonna be now. I've found less space, makes thoughts more guarded. Up here I see the world revealed in front of me. Life's change, I'll finish what I started. I see the dream of how it's gonna be now. Way up on a mountain, you can see forever. Way up on a mountain, you can find your dream. Is still uncharted. Hard to believe there's more than sight has shown to me. Can't say exactly when it started. More than a dream, it's all I see now. Way up on a mountain, you can see forever. Way up on a mountain, you can find your dream. I'm moving on away from things I can't believe in, and clear my head so I can really see them. Choices given and taken without intonation. It's all I see now. It takes my breath away. I stand with nothing to say. Up on a mountain, you can see forever. Way up on a mountain, you can find your dreams. Way up on a mountain. Way up on a mountain, yeah. Way up on a mountain.
That was really nice. Way Up on a Mountain from Peter Kahlo. Hey, Peter. Thanks for coming in.
Nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Peter, let's get this little bit of business out of the way right away, that you're going to be performing at a couple of spots coming up. One is, of course, our friends at Rojan Brewing Company in Hillsdale. That's on January 9th at 7 o'clock. And you have another gig coming up tomorrow, is it?
Tomorrow Lime Rock area. It's called Village Falls, Connecticut. And I'm going to be doing the 12 Moons Coffee House, and that's tomorrow, which is Saturday, and I go on about 8 o'clock. They're going to have a little bit of an open mic before I start, and I'll be doing my stuff.
Beautiful. And you've got a new album coming out soon, right, have completed? What was it was called?
Yeah, the album's going to be called A Pocket Full of Change, and it's a collection of all instrumental acoustic guitar stuff, no overdubs, just pieces that I've written. I do one a little cover of Home on the Range.
Oh, you don't get do my you own do not version. Hear that song too much covered anymore.
No, you don't. And it's
kind of a good choice.
It's kind of different. It's kind of different. It might surprise you the way I do it, but every now and again I put out a solo acoustic guitar record in between the band stuff.
Nice. How many albums overall have you made?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, because I've had so many different aspects to what I've done, but let's say about seven or eight.
Sure, sure. All right. Now, look, I'm looking at your bio here, which I grabbed off of Rojan's website, and it says you collaborated with Carly Simon, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, how did you meet her? How did that pairing come up?
Well, I met Carly, like, in the early 90s, like, say, 92, mm-hmm. and I got a phone call from a friend saying Carly Simon. I was living in Boston at the time.
Okay.
Saying Carly needs a guitar player for an event, right, who can sing.
In Boston.
Yeah, as I was living in Boston. But the gig was on Martha's Vineyard where she lives.
Oh, right, right, right.
And from there, it just kind of grew and grew and grew. And I did several tours with her and a bunch of albums and did some co-writing with her. In fact, a song that we wrote called Hold Out Your Heart,
mm-hmm.
We co-wrote. And that went to number 13 on Billboard. So that was exciting.
That is exciting.
That was our first collaboration.
Yeah. And obviously, you guys hit it off.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah, I love her.
And also, tell me that one other thing, because I'm a huge Jimmy Webb fan. And well, I also see that you were musical director for a PBS special at one point around the Jimmy Webb, and you collaborated, or at least Glenn Campbell's daughter, Ashley, was involved.
So I'm actually a huge Jimmy Webb and Glenn Campbell fan as well.
Well, yes, you know, as a guitar player.
I mean, that's... You know, but Jimmy, I met actually. Carly did an album called Film Noir, and she asked Jimmy to come in to produce it. And so I met him, I guess, in 1997. And then we collaborated on an album called, I can't remember, it's one of Carly's albums.
Well, you did mention that you have so many projects it's hard to keep track of, so you've already laid the groundwork. It's okay to forget.
It's called This Kind of Love.
Okay.
And it came out, I believe, in 2009, and we worked on it together. So I was the musical director on the album, and he was the producer. And so that was an album where I got to co-write with both Jimmy and Carly on different material.
Did you have to pinch yourself that you're
oh,
collaborating with them, like this
well, you know,
American, he's an institution.
I agree. I mean, it's like he's a childhood hero of mine. I'll never forget as a child, you know, listening to his songs and going, wow, what an interesting perspective, or what an interesting choice.
So
of
much
lyric.
So lyrically, like just Wichita Lineman, if you read the lyrics and
yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah,
and MacArthur Park, a song which I wish I had the vocal range to sing. Who can? There's like three people on the planet who could sing MacArthur Park.
It's funny because I asked him, because everybody wants to, well, what's that song about? He goes, it's a love song. You know, I mean,
right.
Distilling this epic song into, it's a love song, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was hysterical.
Don't complicate matters, Kalo. Do you got another song for us? Speaking of which,
I sure do. This, you know, I'm from Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to ask you because it just didn't seem. For some reason, I heard it. Maybe you said the word a boot or something. I'm not sure, but there was
maybe
or
something
this,
snuck
or the
out.
South but or by, South. You were in the South, but I heard it, and I have a keen ear for Canadian patois.
Oh,
I have a number of friends in Canada, and. And I just, but I kind of just said, that doesn't make sense to me, but now it does.
it's been a while. I via Boston and New York, so I lost my Canadian accent. But when I was growing up, we lived in a small town called Holden, Alberta. And my dad was the country doctor in a town of 400 people. He was in the middle of nowhere. And we used to have people come to our door at all hours of the day. And one character was Ida. And I guess childhood memory. This song came out. This is called Ida's at the Back Door.
Hey, hey. Wonder what happened to you? Well, I asked, no one had a clue. You've been on every street in town. Well, I guess you just make those rounds. And now Ida's at the back door. She's checking up on me, but receiving her directions from someone I can't see. Hey, hey, hey. You got your plaid pants on, and I see you got your hair glued down, and when you talk, sounds like you ate a bone. What's that? Sounds like you're not alone. Now Heidi's at the back door, she doesn't need no key. Throwing out predictions at high velocity. Ida at the back door, I never know when she'll come. She's talking about the future and things she's never done. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Now why are you coming round here when you know I'm not awake? Can't you see it's getting late? You're drifting through your life like a dog without a bone, like water boiling over in a house that ain't a home. To come in and parade around the room, and she's gonna give it to you whether you want it or not, 'cause it's something, something that she thinks you need a lot. Whoa, Ida at the back door, what do you think she sees? Staring off to something, receiving prophecies. Ida at the back door, a heart of gold. Well, she don't have much to speak up, but she'd give it all to me. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ida at the back door from Peter Kahlo. And mention the gigs again, Peter. You're going to be...
So I'm going to be at 12 Moons tomorrow, 12 which Moons. Is Saturday, and I'll be at the Road Jam Brewery on the 9th, which is next Friday.
Next Friday at 7 o'clock. And where can people get details and find more about Peter Kahlo?
Well, they can go to peterkahlomusic.com.
Very good.
And that's C-A-L-O, for those that don't know.
Oh, good point.
PeterKahlomusic.com.
And again, also, there'll be a new album dropping, said, right by around the end of the month.
It's called A Pocket Full
of Change,
and it'll be dropping just like towards the end of the month.
So a change is going to come, is what you're saying.
A change is going to come.
All right. And we're now going to recording from the new album right now. Right? Do you want to just set that up?
And this is called Taking a Sip.
All right. We'll have you back soon, I hope, Peter.
I hope so. That'd be great. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Take care. 98.1 KZE.